This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Unwired LA. We're about to speak to Sahar Moradani, who is a press deputy in the office of Los Angeles Mayor James Hahn. Welcome to Unwired LA.
Hi there.
The mayor announced today on television, I saw it, and now we're going to talk about it, that he's authorizing each of the neighborhood councils in Los Angeles to spend up to $100,000 for street repairs. What more can you add to what he said at his press conference today?
Well, Mayor Hahn has already made it a part of his yearly budget to give each neighborhood council in the city a budget of $50,000,
right,
which they can use to fund improvements in their own neighborhoods, whether that's from playground equipment to anti-graffiti programs, whatever those neighborhood councils feel is important for their own neighborhood, their own community.
Can you just say a little bit about how much that money has been spent and on what so far, that $50,000 that each of the councils had?
Well, I can tell you some of the projects. I visited with one neighborhood council that was funding, working with their local police department, a program that was an anti-graffiti program.
Right.
It wasn't just about removing the graffiti. It was about helping the police identify who was causing the graffiti.
Right.
And going after those people. It was a kind of a categorization program where they identified the signature of various bits of graffiti.
Right.
So it both cleaned up the neighborhood, improved relationships with the police, and helped improve public safety.
And that $50,000, what was the time period it was allotted for?
It's each year.
Is a calendar year?
Yeah, fiscal year.
Beginning when and ending when?
I believe the fiscal year in L.A. begins July 1st.
So this is money that's good from last July to the end of this June.
Right. I mean, they've gotten it's been more than 1 year now that the neighborhood councils have gotten $50,000 each year. It's been going on for a couple of years.
Is that is there a rollover on that? Do they have to spend it to keep it, or can they save it for the next year?
I do believe that they need to spend it in the year in which it's been allotted.
Okay.
I think that neighborhood councils have a great resource in our Department of Neighborhood Empowerment, and you know, they work closely with that department and the general manager, Greg Nelson, and, of course, with their representatives here in the mayor's office to figure out what are the best ways to use that money and how they can go about achieving change in their neighborhoods.
Okay, and what's the time period that this $100,000 is going to be available? Is this going to be every year or just this year? Or
actually,
what?
This is a great new program that the mayor announced today. Mayor Hahn announced that he's allotting an additional $100,000 per qualified neighborhood council.
How many of those are there?
By qualified, I mean a neighborhood council that both has an elected board,
right,
and has gone through the process of being certified. They have got their boundaries. They've worked with the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment. There are 85 neighborhood councils all together in the city of Los Angeles, and most of those qualify for this program.
So this is essentially an authorization of $8.5 million.
I think somewhere close to there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
the mayor's proposing it for his budget. He's going to come out with his budget within the next couple of months.
Oh, so they don't have it to spend yet.
Not yet.
The mayor has announced that he's going to put it in his budget.
Exactly.
And then if it passes the council and he approves it, then...
Absolutely.
So when might it be available?
The new fiscal year starts in July, so I think any time after that they would have access to this money.
So if everything goes well, it'll be available after July 1st, 2005, mm-hmm. and have to be spent by end of June 2006.
Correct. And the other thing that the mayor has done at this moment is he's gone ahead and directed the Bureau of Street Services to make these street assessments available to each neighborhood council. That's
right.
Where the Bureau of Street Services surveys all of the roads within the boundaries of a particular neighborhood council, and they figure out when are those streets due for repair.
Right.
And then that way neighborhood councils have this great tool in hand. They can see when their streets are already slotted for repair. Keep in mind, this $100,000 per neighborhood council is in addition to the budget that's already allotted for street repair.
The spending of which is planned by the Bureau of Street Services.
In conjunction with input from the city council, from the mayor's office, from neighborhood councils, but yes.
So already, absent this program, the neighborhood councils are working with the Bureau of Street Services to prioritize the repairs that the Bureau of Street Services is authorized and funded to make.
Right. The neighborhood councils are working with the city in a number of ways. One way in which they've made their priorities very clear to us is they came in with us last year and surveyed the people within their neighborhoods and determined what their top five budget priorities were.
Right.
Street services came in number one or number two in every single neighborhood council area in the city.
Okay, what I'm trying to understand is, absent this $100,000, since neighborhood councils are already cooperating with the Bureau of Street Services and vice versa,
mm-hmm.
what specific impact is this going to have on filling more potholes that wouldn't otherwise
right.
be filled?
Well, it's not so much about potholes,
okay.
Actually. It's more about street resurfacing,
right.
slurry seal, other ways of actually relaying new road.
Right.
So, yes, you'd hope there would be less potholes because of that, but a pothole is relatively easy to get fixed because you simply call 311.
Right.
And you report a pothole, and a crew comes out and
fixes it. So that's all going on already.
Right, absolutely.
And so
neighborhood councils right now, I think the majority of the work they're doing with the Bureau of Street Services is actually through their council offices, through their city council members.
Right.
So this is going to be a more direct way for them. They can take a look at all the streets that the Bureau of Street Services already has planned to do that year, and they can choose another road, or they can choose another intersection that they think is important. They say, we'd like to spend our $100,000 repaving, resurfacing, re-slurry sealing this area.
Are the reports that the Bureau of Street Services are going to present to the neighborhood councils, do they include all the projects that the Bureau of Street Services is going to do anyway, along with some optional ones that they hadn't planned on, but that they would be able to do if
right.
they had more money?
The street assessments show the condition of the roads within the boundaries of each neighborhood council.
Right.
And they give specifics about which ones are coming up within the next year
right.
to be repaired. And they basically list all of the roads that would qualify for some sort of street repair. Keep in mind that there's thousands of miles of roadway in Los Angeles,
right.
and there's just not enough money to take care of everything. So there's plenty of qualified roads that neighborhood councils could choose to use that aren't scheduled for repair.
Right. So there are optional projects
Absolutely.
that could be done, that are ready to be done, but aren't funded.
That
aren't funded.
Absolutely.
And it'll be the decision of the neighborhood councils to decide what to do.
Absolutely.
In their group.
Absolutely.
What about cooperation between and among neighborhood councils to do some road that runs through
that
more than one area?
That would be great. Neighborhood councils absolutely can get together, pool their money. They could do a big thoroughfare that runs through a couple of different neighborhood council areas. They could do a road that's on a border between two neighborhood councils. Absolutely, we encourage neighborhood councils, if they have a road that they'd like to work on with another neighborhood council, go ahead and do that.
Okay, how does this fit in with the general thrust of what the neighborhood council is supposed to do in terms of empowerment?
I think this is actually a perfect example of what Mayor Hahn's trying to do. You've got neighborhood councils who are people who have already demonstrated their willingness and their interest in being representatives for their neighborhoods, working with city council, working with city hall. And they are basically already people who want to bring the power back to the people. This money is going to be another tool by which they can do that.
Okay. Now, if the neighborhood councils decide that they would like to spend some of that money to build a Wi-Fi wireless mm-hmm. network within their neighborhood council area to encourage business or mm-hmm. improve community internal relations or present their community elsewhere
mm-hmm.
or provide low-cost voice-over IP services
mm-hmm.
to their residents, will that be within their authority under this plan?
Not under the $100,000 that was announced today. That money is specifically for street resurfacing of some form or another. But neighborhood councils still have that original $50,000 that they can use for any project they choose.
Do you know, just in general, how much of that $50,000 tends to be left over at this point within those councils?
I don't know.
Or totally, does the neighborhood empowerment keep track of that?
They do work with the neighborhood councils on that. I'm not sure about how closely the neighborhood councils have to account for their money on a month-by-month basis.
Okay. Now, you said that this money isn't ready to go yet, that the mayor has really said he's going to put it into his budget.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be within his authority, the mayor's authority, to specify that that money could be used at the discretion of the neighborhood councils for a Wi-Fi infrastructure build-out in view of the fact that he's just announced that the city is going to be leasing hundreds of thousands of pieces of its infrastructure to make wireless communications in L.A. More effective and more widespread? Could the mayor, at his discretion, make that money at the discretion of the neighborhood councils available for those wireless purposes?
Well, in this particular case, the mayor, with his discretion, has determined that because it's one of the top priorities of all neighborhood councils across the city,
right.
this money is for street resurfacing. But it, just as you mentioned, the mayor did just last week or so put out a request for information to figure out how to make the entire city cell phone dead zone free.
Right.
And on top of that, there's been some movement in terms of establishing different Wi-Fi centers, Wi-Fi hotspots around the city.
Right. There's going to be a meeting tonight to talk about that in one of them in Van Nuys. In
right,
fact.
Right.
Does that mean, so if you're saying that the $100,000 is strictly for road upgrades and resurfacing.
Correct.
And so on. Could the mayor also do a similar program of another $100,000 or $20,000 or some amount for the neighborhood councils to put Wi-Fi into the neighborhoods if they wanted to under their jurisdiction and facilitation?
I think that the mayor would answer that by saying that that's why the neighborhood councils have that original $50,000.
Okay, so if they want to do that, they should use some of the $50,000.
Absolutely.
All right, I want to thank you very much for talking to us, and hopefully we'll be able to follow up on this going forward.
Wonderful.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Don't hang up.
Okay.